and these other profs did, and they very carefully put their houses as far away from each other as they could. They were trying to get away from people after New York, you know.
Yeah.
And every Saturday night we had a picnic on the bank of a lake, and that was delightful. And that was all the. Why did what start that? How, what were we talking about? How did I get off on that?
I don't know, some stories. That
it's gone.
Oh, well. But some of the old, who were some of the old linguists that you knew?
Well, who did I meet in Austin? He was a precious man. I met two of them. One was a kind of self, puffing up. And then there was another one who was very sweet and very quiet. And then Caleb from the University of Chicago. Caleb was a mess. He taught French here. Caleb got his brother to agree to put a chain in his mouth, down on top of his tongue and down his throat. And then Caleb, I guess, hired a photographer. They took x-rays of this poor man, and that's how they described the parts of the mouth.
Oh my gosh.
Took pictures so that they could say that this is a this and that is a that and so forth.
They could have just gotten a cadaver.
Well, but you couldn't get a cadaver to talk, to produce the sound.
Right, right.
You know, so how would you label the
that's
sound?
True. That's
and,
true.
As well as the organs used to produce
well,
it.
Well, I'm glad they did it so we don't have to.
Oh, mercy, yes. Terrible.
That's interesting.
J. Frank is the puffer upper. But who is the precious quiet?
I don't know. Did you know?
Oh no, I never knew him, but he was a supporter of Cavill.
Mm-hmm.
And Louise. And Louise. And she was a wonderful scholar. She was a great lady.
How about Hans?
No, I heard of him always, of course, but I never knew him. Who is the precious one who I met at a meeting in Florida? He was adorable. He was so cute. He called me up and used his first name. Hello, Eleanor. This is John, or whatever his name. And I had made out a check and forgotten to sign my name. Pretty embarrassing. No, I can't really think of any famous linguists that I have met.
Of course, all the people I know are mostly from the old dialect days.
Mm-hmm. Like who?
Well, I mean, like Hans. Ray. I mean, I'm feeding you names of all the people that are like mm-hmm. special to me, but
yeah.
Because they were at Chicago. And
mm-hmm. Indiana. What is his name?
He's still alive?
I think probably newly not alive. But John and I went up to give a paper there, and John was interested in seeing if he could find him, because John had known him.
One person who recently passed away was Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of books from Virginia, from his library.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.